Tom. How are you?
I'm absolutely great, Kevin. Good to talk to you from Taipei, Taiwan.
Now, you are going to be there for 12 days, so I imagine you've gotten used to the time change.
Well, you never quite get used to that 12-hour time difference, but we've been very, very busy. Probably have given 5 different speeches. I've attended tremendous shows here, and there's a lot of interest about doing business, building bridges economically, culturally, and educationally with the great state of Michigan. And I think that bodes well for our economic recovery and putting Michiganians back to work.
Tom Watkins will be addressing the 27th Annual International Auto Parts and Accessories Show and the 6th Annual International Automotive and Electronics Show in Taipei and similar shows in the People's Republic of China. Interesting, Tom, that folks would consider doing business in the United States. We hear the fact that it's cheaper to do business in other countries. What's your take on that?
Well, it is, but let's not forget that the North American auto market is not only still one of the largest after China now, which has now surpassed us, but it's the most profitable. And there's a lot of opportunity to partner with manufacturers locally and to source components both in the United States and sometimes with transportation and the like. It's actually cheaper and a higher quality to make it in the good old U.S. of A.
So while you will be speaking and promoting that October show at the Kobo, as you just mentioned, it is beneficial for companies to come over here and have the production capability here. What's been the response about this new show?
It's been absolutely amazing. There's a tremendous amount of awe with our technology and the workforce in the state of Michigan. People in China, you know L.A., they know San Francisco, they know Disney World, they know New York City, but they also know the Motor City and the importance of General Motors, Ford, Chrysler. And let's not lose sight, most of the other auto companies, Honda, Toyota, and the like, have large R&D centers located in the state of Michigan as well.
What was the travel like? What's the vibe like over in Taiwan?
Well, it's very much a modern city here. I just got back, took a high-speed rail, went to another city, Taichung, over 100 miles away, and we were moving in excess of 140 miles an hour, flying from one city to the other in the high-speed rail. Again, there's just a lot of interest in doing business and finding ways to make deals in a ways that benefit both the people here in Taipei, as well as the people in Michigan.
Tom, education is your passion. What's the education system like in Taiwan?
Well, the one great thing that the Asian countries have is a tremendous commitment from their families, oftentimes referred to as in China, as the 4-2-1, four grandparents, two parents, and one child, which you've got 6 doting adults doing everything they humanly can to assure that child gets the education they need and deserve. They understand very, very clearly that their children are not just competing with the children in India or in Great Britain or the United States. They truly have to compete around the world when we're living in a day and age where not only ideas but jobs move around the world effortlessly. And so there's a tremendous passion for assuring that their children get the best education they can get. And, Tony, I think that's why it's so important. Later this month, Governor Snyder is going to be giving his speech to the legislature on education reform. And, you know, I've talked to some of my counterparts here, educators, and I've asked them, are they slowing down their reform efforts and their desires to outperform us simply because Michigan is going through some economic troubles, and they kind of laugh at that prospect. They're moving forward whether we do or not.
Do you think, and before we let you go, Tom, this will be a final question, do you think there has been a loss of focus when it comes to the value of education? I've heard the governor and many folks from his staff talk about education being important, and we want to keep educated people here, especially if they were educated in the high schools and universities here, and we need a young workforce to revitalize the state of Michigan, but we don't seem to be putting our money where our mouth is.
Well, no, and in fact, I think just the opposite. It is tough times, and we have to assure that we're not just pouring money into education, but, as the governor says, are we getting the value for that? While education can always use additional money, let's not lose sight of the fact that the citizens of this great state invest over $18 billion, that's with a B, dollars in K-12 education. I think that we have to continue to ask not how much we're putting in, but what we're getting out as well.
Talking with Tom Watkins, the president and CEO of TDW and Associates. He's live from Taiwan. Tom, we're going to talk with you next week. I'll be in touch via email.
It'd be great to be in Shanghai and Beijing next week as well, Tony. Thank you.